Sanjay will configure the Salesforce console for service to meet Noah's request for increased efficiency with fewer clicks and less scrolling for agents. Using the Salesforce console for service, agents can view and edit multiple related records in one screen without losing context by going back and forth between pages. In addition, Sanjay can add report charts to console sidebars, thus enabling support users to see relevant charts right next to the records in the Salesforce console for service. Sanjay will create an application unique to the Salesforce console for service for agents to use for case management, rather than using the call center application. Once created, he can also clone this unique console application in order to save time by avoiding having to create new consoles from scratch. Agents can access other tabs from the drop-down button on the navigation tab, but Sanjay will configure primary tabs for more visible access to accounts, reports, and dashboards. Noah and Sanjay decide that account should be a primary tab since accounts are at the center of AW Computing's business process. Sanjay will configure contact and case to open as subtabs of the account. The highlights panel is a customizable table where agents will see key information about the case at a glance. Sanjay discusses options with the team and they decide what information they would like to see here, like support level and account owner. Sanjay will include these options in the highlights panel for the accounts page layout. The interaction log will be a useful place for agents to type comments on cases. Agents can easily view interaction log comments and soft phone call logs in the activity history related list on a case. Agents can also use the Add Call Data button to manually select which interaction log a particular call should be associated with. They can also use the Clear Log button to clear the interaction log in a single click. Sanjay will customize the interaction log to include the due date field. Agents can use the quick access link to the soft phone, live chat, or knowledge from the footer within the Salesforce console for service, rather than from a sidebar that takes up a lot of screen space. Sanjay can also add the related list component to the page layout of any object within the console. The related list component displays important related lists to the right side of whatever record an agent is viewing within a console. Further, he can add any existing report charts to a console component to enable support users to see relevant charts next to records. Sanjay can also enable multi-monitor support to allow agents to split the workspaces of the console across several screens. Agents use their primary console window as they wish, and they can pop out secondary workspace windows as needed. And footer components that need to be available at all times, like Knowledge, the CTI soft phone, and My Notes, can be popped out of the console into their own windows. Agents can also save settings of multi-components between refreshing screens, logging in and out, and changing between tabs. Noah purchased enough Service Cloud user feature licenses so that Sanjay can get started with configuration. He will start by creating an app for the Salesforce console for service. Then he'll customize the highlights panel for the accounts object. He'll create an interaction log layout to include the due date field, and then we'll add report charts to the console sidebar. After this, he'll assign users to the Service Cloud user feature license. Let's watch. Case feed enhances the display and functionality of the case record to make collaborating and working on cases easier. Case feed is designed for agents in fast-paced environments who interact with customers over multiple channels, including phone, email, and portals. Since AW Computing is already using Chatter, Sanjay would start with enabling the case feed feature in support settings. Then he would add the Use Case Feed permission to a new or existing permission set and assign it to the appropriate users. The feed displays important case events in chronological order, so users can easily see the progress of each case from creation through resolution. A case feed comprises a variety of features. The customizable highlights panel keeps the most important information about a case at the top of each page. The chatter feed is optimized for case management, listing all the updates made to a case. Anyone who has access to the case can follow and add comments to the feed. Easily accessible tools allow agents to communicate with customers, log calls, write internal notes, and view details about cases from within the feed. The Articles tool makes it easy for agents to search for Salesforce Knowledge articles and attach them to cases or email them directly to customers. Feed filters allow agents to filter case activity by type for a one-click view, such as a view of all emails associated with a case or all calls logged on it. A list of case followers gives a quick overview of other agents who are involved in solving a customer's issue. Support agents can drag and drop attachments to case emails from the Case Feed email publisher to easily send relevant information to help a customer resolve an issue. Use inline images and emails in response to customers, using the power of imagery to quickly show customers how to solve difficult problems. Resize the email message pane in a case feed, creating more workspace for writing longer emails. Automatically associate outgoing emails with existing contacts, decreasing the amount of time spent on searching for correct email addresses. Quickly add or remove topic tags to case feeds using the topics list on a sidebar to organize records for future accessibility. Create macros in order to complete repetitive tasks, such as selecting an email template, sending an email to a customer, and updating the case status. Agents can also run a bulk macro on multiple records at the same time. Bulk macros let agents easily address spikes in customer cases involving the same issue. Agents can also expand the feed in the case feed page to the entire width of the frame so they can see more with less scrolling. Publisher actions can be collapsed by default so that agents can see more in the feed. They can expand the publisher actions when required and collapse it again after an action is complete. Sanjay will need to enable the full width feed and the collapsible publisher options in the case feed page layout settings. To enable a full width feed, Sanjay will select Use Full Width Feed in the console, and to collapse the publisher automatically when the page loads, he will select Automatically Collapse Publisher. Case Feed is customizable and integrates easily with other Salesforce features, such as the Salesforce Console for Service and Salesforce Knowledge.